When a Stoic man reflects on his lack of friends, he likens genuine friendship to a rare and precious diamond, elusive and valuable amidst many imitations. This perspective suggests that after experiencing a few disappointments, one might start to see all friendships as mere illusions or fake. Another observer adds that true friends are treasures to cherish, and finding one such friend is a rare and valuable achievement. But what does it mean when you feel frequently alone in a world overflowing with connections? Is this solitude a sign of something deeper or inherent in who you are? In this discussion, we'll delve into the intricate dynamics of friendships, or the absence thereof. We'll explore modern social complexities and their effects on relationship. Remember, not having a vast network of friends doesn't diminish your worth. Sometimes, it's about discovering that one true gem. Join us as we unravel why some struggle to forge meaningful connections and uncover practical Stoic strategies for creating authentic relationship. 1. Shyness or introversion. Imagine you're at a lively party, surrounded by people laughing and sharing stories. You find yourself standing at the edge of the room, feeling the weight of each gaze, as if they can see right through your hesitations. It's not that you don't want to engage. It's just that the noise, the crowd, and the spotlight make you retreat inward, where your thoughts are a comforting shelter. For the Stoic, this inclination toward shyness or introversion isn't a flaw. It's a unique trait that can be harnessed for deeper understanding and authentic connection. Introversion allows for reflection, a key Stoic practice, enabling you to ponder your values and actions. While the world may view shyness as a barrier to social success, the Stoic sees it as an opportunity for self-mastery. Rather than forcing yourself into the loud center of attention, consider this. The quiet presence of a thoughtful individual can often be more powerful than the boisterous laugh of the life of the party. Your reserved nature, coupled with deliberate action and speech, can make your words resonate more deeply when you do choose to engage. In a room full of noise, the Stoic finds strength in silence. By understanding that every encounter is an opportunity to practice courage and authenticity, you can transform your shyness from a shield into a bridge. This perspective allows you to connect with others not through superficial chit-chat, but through meaningful dialogue that aligns with your true self. The intrigue lies in this. Embracing your introversion means stepping into a paradox where your quiet nature becomes your greatest strength. In a world obsessed with constant interaction and extroverted charm, you stand out not by shouting louder, but by listening more intently, speaking more thoughtfully, and acting more deliberately. And in doing so, you embody a core Stoic principle, living according to your nature, not the expectations of others. 2. Trust issues. Picture this, walking on a tightrope stretched across a deep canyon, where every step must be measured, every movement deliberate. Below, the chasm represents the unknown depths of human interaction, a world filled with promises, secrets, betrayals, and confessions. Navigating friendships can often feel like this precarious balance between vulnerability and self-protection. Trust issues, then, are like the wind gusts threatening to push you off balance. They've often been shaped by past disappointments, perhaps a betrayal by a close friend or a deception that shattered your sense of safety. These experiences can leave you wary, hesitant to open up or let anyone too close again. But what if these trust issues weren't just scars but also powerful teachers? To a Stoic, trust isn't something handed out freely, nor is it something to be guarded behind unbreakable walls. Instead, it's a calculated risk, an exercise in wisdom and discernment. They understand that while you can't control others' actions, you can control your reactions and the boundaries you set. This philosophy suggests that trust should be like a delicate plant, carefully tended to, protected, but not stifled. Here's where the intrigue lies. Trust issues can be a guide, leading you to a deeper understanding of yourself and the nature of others. When trust is broken, it's not just about the pain. It's about learning who deserves a place in your life and who doesn't. The Stoic approach is not to withdraw completely, but to approach relationships with a clearer mind, evaluating each person not by a single action, but by the consistency of their character. Imagine yourself again on that tightrope. With each step, you learn to balance better, understand the wins, and trust your instincts. The journey across isn't about reaching the other side as quickly as possible, but about mastering the art of balance and movement. Similarly, navigating trust issues isn't about building unbreachable walls. It's about knowing when to lean in and when to step back. By transforming trust issues into a practice of discernment, you turn them from a source of pain into a strength. A Stoic strength that allows you to connect with others without losing your footing. Trust becomes a conscious choice, a series of small, deliberate steps taken with courage and clarity. And with each step, you redefine what it means to walk that line between vulnerability and strength. 3. Lack of social opportunities. Imagine living in a grand library filled with countless books, each one containing a unique story, a wealth of knowledge, or a profound truth. Yet, instead of being allowed to wander freely and explore, you're confined to a single room with only a handful of volumes. The other stories are tantalizingly close, just beyond the walls, but they remain out of reach. This scenario mirrors the experience of a person facing a lack of social opportunities. In the vast network of human interaction, every encounter is like opening a new book, an opportunity to learn and connect. However, when these opportunities are sparse, it can feel like being trapped in that small room, limited, isolated, and cut off from the richness of the human experience. But what if this apparent scarcity was not a prison but an invitation to delve deeper, to explore more profoundly the few connections available, and to cultivate a different kind of wisdom? The Stoics believed that circumstances, however challenging, are neither inherently good nor bad. What matters is how you respond to them. A lack of social opportunities, rather than being a void, can be seen as a blank canvas. It's a chance to master the art of connection, to become more intentional in your interactions. When opportunities are few, each one becomes precious, urging you to savor and appreciate the depth of each encounter. Consider this. The fewer people you meet, the more time you have to truly understand them, to explore the nuances of their stories, and to build meaningful, profound relationships. Instead of skimming through countless books, you're given the time to thoroughly read and comprehend a few. You become like an explorer in an uncharted territory, where every path is significant, every discovery a treasure. This perspective transforms scarcity into a unique form of abundance. You learn to cherish quality over quantity, depth over breadth. The lack of social opportunities becomes a catalyst for self-reflection and personal growth, a reminder to focus on the inner dialogues, the stories we tell ourselves. It invites you to develop resilience, creativity, and empathy, finding new ways to connect and engage with the world, even when it feels out of reach. Picture yourself in that grand library once more, no longer feeling confined, but instead holding a single, well-loved book. You open it, and instead of rushing to the end, you immerse yourself in its pages, savoring every word. The lack of other books doesn't diminish your experience but enhances it, allowing you to understand and appreciate the story you hold with unmatched depth. In this way, a lack of social opportunities, seen through the lens of Stoicism, becomes an intriguing and enriching challenge. It's not about the number of people you meet, but the impact you make and the connections you forge, no matter how few. It's about turning solitude into a powerful tool for personal growth and transforming isolation into a profound understanding of yourself and the world around you. 4. Lack of social skills. Imagine standing on the edge of a vast ocean, waves crashing at your feet, the horizon stretching out infinitely. You see others effortlessly diving in, swimming with ease, navigating the tides without hesitation. Meanwhile, you're unsure of your footing, hesitant to take that first plunge, feeling the weight of uncertainty. This is what lacking social skills can feel like, a daunting, unpredictable sea of interactions where others seem to glide through the waters while you struggle to find your bearings. But what if this lack of social skills isn't a limitation but rather an uncharted adventure, like being a sailor on a maiden voyage, equipped with a map that is still being drawn? In this journey, every conversation is a new wave, every interaction a shifting tide, and every social encounter a chance to learn, adapt, and grow. From a Stoic perspective, this lack of social finesse isn't a deficiency but a starting point, a place from which to cultivate resilience and understanding. It's akin to learning a new language, initially overwhelming, with unfamiliar sounds and structures, but gradually becoming a gateway to deeper connection and understanding. The Stoics would argue that the discomfort you feel is not something to fear but something to embrace. It is through facing these challenges that true growth occurs. Think of yourself as an apprentice in the art of conversation. You're learning to read the subtle cues in body language, to understand the rhythm of a dialogue, to master the timing of a laugh or a nod. Every mistake is a lesson, every awkward pause a reminder that you're on the path to mastering a skill that, like any other, takes time and practice to refine. The key, according to Stoic wisdom, is to approach each social interaction without the weight of self-judgment, viewing it instead as a training ground for personal growth. Consider the metaphor of a sculptor and a block of marble. The raw stone might not yet show the beauty within, but with each careful chisel and tap, the sculptor brings the masterpiece to life. Your social skills are like that block of marble, unrefined and full of potential. Each interaction, no matter how awkward or stilted, is a chance to chip away at the rough edges, to carve out a more confident, assured version of yourself. In this light, lacking social skills transforms from being a burden to an intriguing journey of self-discovery. It's about embracing vulnerability, understanding that every stumble is part of learning to dance, and every misstep is a move towards finding your unique rhythm. It's about becoming comfortable in the discomfort, using each moment of social anxiety as a stepping stone towards deeper empathy and connection. The Stoics would remind you that it's not about becoming the most charismatic person in the room, but about being genuine, present, and willing to engage, despite the fear of making mistakes. True social skills come from an authentic desire to understand others and share your own truth, not from polished, rehearsed lines. So, imagine again standing at the ocean's edge, feeling the waves lapping at your feet. Instead of fearing the depth, you decide to take a step forward, then another, until you find yourself immersed in the water, discovering that it's not about swimming like everyone else but finding your own way to float, glide, and navigate the vast, beautiful sea of human connection. 5. Changing circumstances. Picture your life as a flowing river. At times, it rushes fiercely, cutting new paths through the landscape, while at other times, it meanders slowly, almost lazily, allowing you to take in your surroundings. Friendships, much like this river, are shaped by the ever-changing flow of life's circumstances. When you're young, friendships are abundant and effortless, like leaves floating on a serene stream. But as you grow, the river's current quickens and priorities shift, often carrying you away from the friends you once held dear. As you navigate the rapids of adulthood, pursuing careers, building families, or simply trying to find your place in the world, the flow of your river changes. You might find yourself with less time and energy to maintain friendships, not because they are less important, but because life demands your attention elsewhere. This is not a failure on your part, but rather a natural part of life's journey. The Stoics understood this well. They taught that life is dynamic and ever-changing, and so too are the relationships we forge. Imagine the tale of the boy and the apple tree. As a child, the boy finds joy and companionship with the tree, climbing its branches and eating its apples. But as he grows older, his needs and desires change. He seeks wealth, status, and comfort, forgetting the simple pleasures the tree once provided. He returns to the tree only when he needs something, taking its apples, branches, and finally its trunk, until nothing remains but a stump. The boy, now an old man, realizes too late the value of the tree's constant, selfless friendship. This story reflects how we often treat our friendship. In the pursuit of what we believe are life's essentials, career success, financial stability, personal achievements, we may neglect the friendships that once nurtured us. We become like the boy, returning only when we need something, forgetting that true friendship is not about taking but about giving and growing together. The Stoic approach teaches us to embrace life's changing priorities with grace and understanding. It reminds us that while friendships may ebb and flow, the key lies in maintaining the quality of those connections rather than the quantity. It's about being present when you are with friends, even if those moments are few and far between. It's about valuing the depth of the relationship rather than how often you see each other. So, when life's river pulls you in different directions, remember that friendships, like the apple tree, need care and attention. Reach out even when it's inconvenient. Show up, not just in times of joy, but also in times of need. And most importantly, cherish the friends who stand by you, even when your priorities shift. For, in the end, a true friend is not just someone who shares your journey, but someone who helps you navigate the river's unpredictable currents, making the ride all the more meaningful. 6. Mental well-being. Imagine for a moment that your mind is like a vast, intricate garden, filled with an array of plants, flowers, and trees. Some parts are well-tended, blooming with vibrant colors, while others are overgrown with weeds, dense and tangled. Your mental well-being, like the state of this garden, profoundly influences the way you connect with others. Mental well-being encompasses more than just the absence of illness. It is the condition of your inner garden, the harmony of your thoughts, feelings, and perceptions. When you're feeling mentally healthy, your garden thrives. The flowers of positivity bloom, the trees of resilience stand tall, and the air is fragrant with confidence and self-assurance. In this state, social connections come naturally. You feel energized and open, ready to nurture relationships just as you tend to the flourishing parts of your garden. But there are times when the garden can become neglected. Anxiety creeps in like ivy, winding its way around your thoughts, strangling your ability to relax. Depression descends like a shadow, blocking out the light, leaving you in a haze of hopelessness and fatigue. Other mental health struggles, such as social anxiety or chronic stress, can act like a storm, battering your garden with wind and rain, making it feel like a desolate, unwelcoming place. When your mental well-being is compromised, social interactions can feel overwhelming. The thought of reaching out to others might seem as daunting as crossing a dense, overgrown forest. You might withdraw into yourself, feeling isolated in a world of your own making, where the walls are built high and the gates are locked tight. Even the thought of letting someone in, of sharing your burdens and allowing them to see the weeds and the overgrown parts, can seem terrifying. In the Stoic view, the mind is like a citadel, a stronghold that must be protected and maintained. They believed that inner tranquility, the ability to remain calm and composed regardless of external circumstances, was essential to a well-lived life. When the citadel is strong, you are more capable of withstanding the storms that life throws your way. But if your defenses are weak, if your inner garden is untended, it can be all too easy to feel overwhelmed by the pressures and expectations of society. Mental well-being is crucial because it determines how open you are to cultivating and maintaining friendship. When you feel good about yourself, you radiate positivity, making others feel at ease in your presence. Your garden, even if it has a few weeds, becomes a place where others want to spend time. Conversely, when you struggle with your mental health, you might unintentionally push people away, not because you don't care, but because you're trying to protect the fragile state of your inner world. But there's beauty in this struggle. Just as a garden can be revitalized with care and attention, so too can your mental well-being be restored. It takes time, patience, and sometimes the help of others, friends, family, or professionals, to help clear the weeds, to prune the overgrowth, and to plant new seeds of hope and resilience. By focusing on your mental well-being, you cultivate not just a beautiful inner garden, but also the fertile soil in which meaningful, lasting friendships can grow. Remember, even the most overgrown garden can bloom again with the right care. And just like a garden, your mental well-being needs regular tending. It's okay to ask for help when you need it, to lean on others, and to let them help you clear the path. In doing so, you open yourself up to deeper connections, to friendships that are rooted in understanding and empathy. And through this process, your garden and your life becomes a testament to the strength and beauty of the human spirit. Lifestyle choices. Picture your life as a journey down a winding road. Along this road, you come across countless intersections, each representing a decision, a lifestyle choice, that shapes your path. These choices are like the brushstrokes of a painting, layering colors and textures that define the landscape of your existence. Some strokes are bold and vibrant, creating opportunities for connection and camaraderie, while others are subtle or even dark, carving out solitude or distance from others. Lifestyle choices encompass a wide array of decisions. Where you live, how you spend your time, your hobbies, your career, and even your daily routines. Each choice is like a pebble dropped into a pond, creating ripples that spread throughout your life and influence your ability to forge and maintain friendships. Imagine the life of someone who chooses to live in a bustling city, surrounded by the hum of traffic and the constant pulse of activity. This person might thrive on the energy of the crowds, the excitement of spontaneous events, and the opportunities to meet new people every day. Their lifestyle choices, late-night dinners, weekend outings, and daily commutes on crowded trains, naturally put them in the path of others, fostering a network of connections that can blossom into friendship. Now, consider someone who decides to live in a secluded mountain cabin, miles away from the nearest neighbor. Their days are spent in serene solitude, surrounded by the whispering of trees and the songs of birds. This choice, while providing peace and a deep connection with nature, might limit their opportunities for social interaction. Their lifestyle is a conscious choice to prioritize solitude over socialization, creating a different kind of ripple in their pond, a ripple that might only occasionally touch others. Then there are the choices about how you spend your time. For some, the allure of adventure calls. Traveling the world, attending festivals, and diving into diverse cultural experiences. These choices bring them into contact with a vast array of people, each encounter a chance to form a new connection or strengthen an existing bond. For others, the comfort of routine is more appealing. Spending evenings curled up with a book, weekends dedicated to solo pursuits like painting or gardening, or time spent with a tight-knit family. These choices, while deeply fulfilling, can sometimes limit the breadth of their social circles. Even the seemingly mundane decisions, like how you prioritize your career or manage your personal time, shape your social world. A demanding job might consume your weekdays and evenings, leaving little time for socializing. You may find yourself missing out on gatherings, unable to make spontaneous plans, or too exhausted to engage when you do have free time. These lifestyle choices, often made in pursuit of ambition or financial stability, can inadvertently create barriers to forming friendship. On the other hand, someone who values work-life balance might actively make time for social activities, joining clubs, attending events, or hosting dinners. Their lifestyle choice to prioritize social interactions over career advancement can lead to a richer tapestry of friendships, woven with threads of shared experiences and mutual support. What makes lifestyle choices so intriguing is that they are often a reflection of our deepest values and desires. They are the external manifestations of our internal worlds, showing others what we prioritize and what we're willing to sacrifice. These choices can be conscious or subconscious, deliberate or habitual, but they all play a role in shaping the social fabric of our lives. The Stoics believed that while external circumstances might be beyond our control, we always have the power to choose how we respond. This principle can be applied to lifestyle choices as well. You may not always be able to change your environment or your obligations, but you can choose how to navigate them. You can choose to seek out connections, to open your heart and mind to new friendships, or to embrace solitude with the understanding that it, too, is a valid lifestyle choice. Ultimately, lifestyle choices are like the branches of a tree, reaching out into the world and forming a unique pattern of growth. Some branches stretch far and wide, intertwining with others to form a dense canopy of connections. Others grow straight and true, solitary and strong, focused on a singular path. There is no right or wrong way to grow, only the path you choose and the understanding that every choice, no matter how small, shapes the landscape of your life and the friendships you form along the way. 8. Differences in interest. Imagine walking through a vast, vibrant marketplace filled with countless stalls, each offering a unique array of goods and experiences. One stall overflows with books on ancient history, another pulses with the beat of rock music, while yet another features the calming scent of essential oils and meditation guides. This marketplace is a metaphor for the world of interests that each person carries, a bazaar of passions and pursuits that define who we are and what we love. Now, picture yourself wandering through this market with a friend. Perhaps you're drawn to the stall with antique maps and compasses, fascinated by the stories they tell of uncharted territories and daring explorers. But your friend might linger at the gaming booth, captivated by the latest virtual reality adventures that offer a different kind of journey, one into digital realms of imagination and challenge. These differences in interests are like the diverse colors on an artist's palette, each one vivid and unique, yet not always blending seamlessly with others. They shape the conversations we have, the activities we enjoy, and even the way we see the world. While shared interests can act as powerful bonds, pulling people together with the magnetic force of mutual passion, differences in interests can sometimes create an invisible wall, dividing even the closest of friends. But these differences are not inherently barriers. Instead, they are opportunities for discovery and growth. Think of them as doors leading to unexplored rooms in the grand mansion of human experience. When two people have different interests, it's as if they hold keys to different rooms, rooms filled with treasures that the other might never have encountered on their own. Consider the story of an avid birdwatcher who befriends a dedicated runner. At first, they might find it challenging to connect over their hobbies. The birdwatcher might struggle to understand the appeal of running mile after mile, while the runner might not immediately appreciate the patience required to spot a rare bird. Yet, if they choose to explore each other's worlds, they might discover unexpected joys. The runner could come to love the tranquility of observing nature, while the birdwatcher might find delight in the rhythmic challenge of running through a forest trail. Differences in interests can thus serve as bridges, rather than barriers. They offer a chance to step outside our comfort zones, to see the world through another's eyes, and to expand our own horizons. It's like learning a new language. At first, it's difficult and requires effort, but over time, it opens up a whole new way of understanding and communicating. However, not all differences lead to connection. Sometimes, they can indeed become a source of friction, especially when one person's interests starkly contrast with the other's values or way of life. For example, an environmental activist might struggle to bond with someone whose favorite pastime involves off-road driving through protected natural areas. In such cases, the clash of interests isn't just about different hobbies. It's about fundamental beliefs and values. Yet even in these situations, there is potential for growth and understanding. The Stoics teach us to approach life with an open mind and a sense of curiosity. When we encounter differences in interests, we are presented with a choice: to retreat into our own familiar worlds, or to engage with the unfamiliar and seek to understand it. By choosing the latter, we might not always find common ground, but we can develop empathy, respect, and a deeper understanding of the rich tapestry of human experience. In the end, differences in interests are like the notes in a complex piece of music. Some notes harmonize beautifully, creating pleasing chords that resonate with shared understanding. Others might clash or create dissonance, challenging our ears and our expectations. But all are necessary to create a composition that is rich, varied, and deeply human. Whether we choose to harmonize with others or explore the dissonant notes, our differences in interests shape the melody of our lives, offering endless possibilities for discovery, connection, and growth. In the grand tapestry of human connection, mutual curiosity acts as a potent adhesive, binding individuals with diverse interests together. It's not just about sharing hobbies or passions. It's about finding common ground in shared human emotions and values. Stoicism, with its timeless wisdom, guides us to seek deeper connections by valuing each other's unique perspectives and experiences. Imagine a world where friendships are defined not by how alike we are, but by how we embrace and grow from our differences. Picture a sports enthusiast and a bookworm discovering common ground, not in their interests, but in their shared perseverance and love for learning. Stoicism encourages us to lead with an open heart and mind, crafting relationships that reflect who we are and what we can become together. The richness of friendships, according to Stoic thought, lies in how we understand and navigate our differences. It's not about concealing our feelings, but about mastering them and seeking connections that resonate deeply with our true self. If this resonates with you, share your thoughts on how you approach friendships and stay connected to the wisdom of Stoicism. Whether you're an introvert, extrovert, or ambivert, your experiences enrich our shared journey.